We got to go to another guy who understands and knows the nuances of investing. Our buddy Bill Roller from Vancouver, BR Capital. Morning. How are you today, Bal?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing great. I'm getting psyched up for tonight's debate with the Barack Obama drinking game.
Oh, and which one is that?
Well, that's where you take one sip for every or ah, and take two sips when he says it's not about, and three sips when he says, let me be clear. The person wins who's still standing at the end of the first question.
At the end of the first question, huh? Okay, folks, if you're going to take Bill Roller's advice, it'll be interesting. There's a fourth one you missed. You know which one that is?
Oh, no.
Four sips for saying I or me.
Absolutely. Definitely missed that one. And that's
he says that an awful lot in these speeches. All right. So, I watch CNBC in the mornings, kind of switch between it and Fox and sometimes CNN, never MSNBC because I can't stomach those creeps over there. But anyway, I'm switching in and all the talk is about the fiscal cliff. We got the economy. ADP jobs report out now saying 162,000 jobs were created. Of course, who believes ADP anymore? They've been off so badly. What's your assessment of how the economy is going to play into tonight's debate?
Well, I think, the economy right now is, watching and waiting pattern to figure out the outcome of the presidential election. So chances are, if Romney does real well, I don't think he's going to hit a knockout blow on Obama. But if he does well, you'll probably see a rally in the stock market. You know, as it discounts a win by Romney. If he, for some reason, really gaffs it, steps in it, you're probably going to see the market sell off tomorrow. And it's unfortunate that the stock market is so tied to politics. Usually, it's not that way, but this is a rather odd year, as we all know.
Well, but really, Bernanke talks out of both sides of his mouth. I mean, he's there the other day giving this speech saying, Congress, don't interfere with Fed policy because you shouldn't politicize Fed monetary policy. And isn't that exactly what this guy's been doing?
Yeah, we're well past that point. He definitely wants to get reappointed. And Romney has said that if he were president, he would not renew Ben Bernanke's contract. So,
as he shouldn't.
Absolutely, I think QE3 has not been good for the country. But with that said, the whole all sides of government has been terrible about taking pain. There was a story yesterday from the New York Times saying that there's a potential deal, with a group of senators on the fiscal cliff. So just like the Gang of 16 back in 2004, they're going to probably kick the can down the road again and make it worse when we finally do have to look at this problem. So Ben Bernanke's not the only one.
Well, that's absolutely true. ADP jobs report, last time they said they'd created 200 and some odd thousand jobs, which they revised that down by about 20,000 jobs today almost.
Right.
And now they're saying 162,000. Of course, we know they were well over 100,000 jobs off last month. Where do you think we really are here?
Well, I think we're probably, around 120,000. Things still keep getting revised downward. And there's probably still some fluff in those figures as well. They keep revising downward. So I don't put a lot of credence into it.
What are you seeing come out of earnings? I mean, earnings second quarter not too bad. But aren't there a lot of signs that earnings for third quarter are not going to be that good?
Yeah, there's some signs that earnings have peaked. Remember, this whole process has been dragging out for 4 years of companies downsizing, becoming more lean. So profits have really been very strong. But after a while, you can only go so far by cutting back and becoming more efficient. At some point, you need customers to buy what you're making. And that's why we're starting to see some of the earnings starting to come back, be cut back. I mean, there are only so many apples, you know, people going out and investing their hard-earned cash in the latest iPad. But for everybody else, it's starting to get a little soft out there.
Yeah, that is for sure. What do you think the average person, there's a number of polls, and depending on if you can believe polls these days because of the skewing and the bias of so many of them, not all of them, but certainly a large number of them. You know, the American people seem to be giving Barack Obama at least as much approval, at least in terms of his ability to handle the economy, as what Mitt Romney is getting. Now, if that's true, seems to me that's a failure of the Romney campaign and others like Karl Rove and Americans for Prosperity. Although AFP did a great thing yesterday. I don't know if you heard about it, or Sunday was the they subsidized gasoline down to $1.84 for the first 150 drivers in Michigan as a stunt. And they had hundreds and hundreds of cars lined up. $1.84, of course, meaning what the gas price was, Bill, when Obama was elected.
Yes, correct.
It was a great stunt. Well, AFP, Karl Rove, Romney campaign have not tied individuals' personal experience during this economy to Obama and his policies. Does Mitt Romney need to do that tonight?
Oh, I totally agree with that. I mean, there's a saying in sales, you know, don't make the customer have to read your mind. And one thing you have to say that the Democrats do much better than Republicans is, you know, getting the message out, you know, hammering the message. In this case, they're hammering that, you know, Mitt Romney's a bad guy and everything else, you know, corporate raider.
Well, they got his trash guy out there saying Mitt Romney doesn't care because he doesn't come out and shake my hand.
Right.
And I pick up his trash.
Right.
I'm not important.
Yeah, but and so I mean the Republicans have to hammer that message. They also have to hammer the message that, look, everybody benefits from a good economy. I mean, if we hit the fiscal cliff, who do you think is going to suffer the most? It's going to be the you know, the Obama voters. It's going to be the people that can least afford it. It's going to be the low end of the socioeconomic sector that is absolutely going to be devastated, much as we've seen the black community been devastated over the last 4 years. And they have to make that case that, you know, low taxes and a strong economy benefit everybody. They don't just benefit the rich.
Absolutely. And Mitt Romney's, I mean, I talked about three C's earlier from my own debate experience. You have to compare yourself with your opponent. You have to contrast your ideas and your effectiveness with your opponent, but you also have to connect. And what Romney's got to do is he's got to connect on the economic issue with every person tonight. You know, how he does that, it sort of gets to our quick poll question, Bill. Is it style over substance tonight? And what do you think?
Well, I mean, there's the old saying that the people buy emotionally and then they justify rationally. So he needs to connect with people on an emotional level while also delivering that true message about the economy. You know, he has to give people a reason. He has to be likable and give people a reason to vote for him. And that's going to be his real goal to get that done tonight.
Folks, if you want to get the benefit of a guy who obviously thinks the way I do.
Definition of a genius, Jeff.
His investment advice, and he's a guy who knows what he's doing. He's been successful. Get in touch with BR Capital. Quickly, Bill, how can people get in touch with you?
Give us a call, 800-562-7096.
There you go, friends. Thanks, buddy. Great talking to you. We'll have fun watching the debate tonight. Back
Thank
in a
you,
moment.
Jeff. Be safe during the game.
You too.